Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo Agri Finance. We're talking cattle futures in just a moment. Bite back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horse flies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Bite back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
There are no typical growing seasons. Each brings different challenges. So what if this year you do something different? Like stepping up to proprietary C2 fertilizer technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Step up to improved extended nutrient efficiency and plant performance. Step up to better productivity and profitability in your fields. Don't treat it like a typical growing season. Take your fertility program to the next level with C2 technology from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Talk to your crop consultant or learn more at lpi.ag/step up.
A lot of cattle producers not very happy with the way the live cattle futures are acting right now on the Mercantile Exchange. And as a result, we wanted to talk about that with Don Close, Senior Analyst for Animal Protein for Rabo Agri Finance.
Is the futures market getting less relevant, or is it just predicting how bad things could be?
Well, you've landed on the $6 million question. Is it less relevant? I'm really hesitant to say that. And clearly with what we've seen over the last 2 months, the need for risk management is probably as great as it's ever been. So that leaves us of, okay, there's a perception out there that there's that much risk in the market. I think just the uncertainty of this one and the risk that the market saw of what happens if we close those beef plants. That uncertainty has forced futures prices lower than, in my opinion, what they've needed to go. As a result of that, there have been twofold. First off, we've had unprecedented record level basis levels. Was an absolute windfall for the guy who was hedged, but it put such a deep discount in those deferred contracts that it makes it virtually impossible for somebody to buy any replacement cattle at a price level that they can hedge at the time they're buying them. We need to take a look at the futures market and see if it's working as well as it needs to be, but I don't think it's lost its relevancy.
The wholesale box beef trade, really, I mean, you know, a lot of folks are pointing to that and say, well, we need to maybe pricing our fed cattle right now off of that wholesale box beef trade. Is that actually happening, you think, to a greater degree than maybe normal?
It hasn't, but I think we're transitioning over to that. But when we've had calculated margins in a range of $400 to $600 a head, when you have the amount of open discussion going on, you've had numerous senators talk about inquiries, you've got different state associations that are requesting the Department of Justice investigation. When the level of attention to the marketplace and is that packer taking undue advantage is as great as it is today, I think the packers really have to start looking at ways to support that cash market. And in this case, it does give the drive to put more reference on values from cutout values and less emphasis on the futures market as much as would normally be the case.
Don Close with Rabo Agri Finance. Now, Don, one of the members of that Blue Ribbon Working Group that was chaired by Dr. Darrell Peel of Oklahoma State University, looking at the overall damages to the beef cattle industry so at the advent of the coronavirus pandemic panic. Don Close says he's not sure exactly what the politicians will do as far as allocating the pot of money they've got available out to beef cattle and to other sectors of agriculture. He's hopeful that there'll be enough money to make a difference for the beef industry.
Of the $9.5 billion that's in that CARES Act, a portion of that will be coming to cattle producers. I don't in any way want to imply that that's going to make producers whole, because it's not. But I think it will be a step in the right direction. As far as specific recommendations I would make to producers, I think as hard as it, you know, at this hour, don't panic, that we will get to an end of this deal. We will see market conditions normalize, you know, for the level of disruption we've had, is the market going to immediately spring back to where we were? No, I don't think that's a realistic expectation. But I do think we will start to see more and more signs as the number of coronavirus cases start to subside. We get any kind of stability in the workforce in these beef plants. I do think we'll slowly come back to normal. If we get a point where we can get restaurants back open, that will be a massive help. But the big, you know, not to panic, stabilize as much as possible, and let's see what we have down for the long haul.
Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The second annual Southwest Ranchers Bull and Heifer Sale will be happening Saturday, April 25th, 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. Over 160 head will sell, including 80 registered Angus and Hereford bulls and 55 registered Angus female lots. And the sale will feature the complete dispersal of the mock Angus herd of Cement, Oklahoma. The dispersal will include cow-calf pairs, bred cows, and heifers. For a sale book, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. Catalogs will also be available at mcsauction.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.